Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all. Happy Saturday to everybody. Waiting for the bro to call in right quick. Hold on. On live PSA motherfucking podcast. Peace, nigga.
Salute, man. Peace. How you doing?
How you, brother?
Chilling.
Let's take a few minutes here and talk about a young cat from Chicago, Mr. Fredo Santana. I know he was down with Chief Keef, Little Reese, and in that particular crew. The famous, infamous line, it's a scary situation when Fredo's in the site or Fredo's in the corner, something like that. He recently died of a liver, kidney problems. They're alluding to it that it's coming from lean and pills. I know you're not too familiar with Mr. Fredo Santana, the young buck from Chicago. I think he was under, he had his own label, independent label called Savage Records. And what I want to say, Mr. Watson, is in the war of Chirac and in the war of the crazy guys out there in the Midwest, there was, I stay close because I watch Zach TV and the Chicago News and those guys, so I kind of watch their, I'm subscribed to their channel. And I got to say, Fredo was one of those niggas that I noticed that in the world of people dissing each other, the young boys, they never took shots at him. But another young brother at 27, man, what's your thoughts? I know you're not so familiar with the young buck, but I know you know the story, so.
Anytime I see a young brother die who has an eight-month-old child, it's a tragedy. From what I understand, he had moved to L.A. He was out there, and he was just trying to do better for him and his family, man. He was close to Chief Keef. I see Little Durk. I see a lot of the people in the Chirac. They're really
Rico Reckless.
And hurt by his passing. So I'm always not happy when I see young brothers passing away so early. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my 40s, man. He died at 27. Like, it's just, I can't even fathom. Like I said before, he had an eight-month-old. He was out there in Los Angeles, and they said that he potentially was mixing drugs. Lean, that's what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a hazard, this recreational drug use, especially with this kind of stuff, is really hazardous to your health, and being that he was in some bad health situations, so this was just an unhappy day all around, you know, for people who were fans of this guy's stuff.
Do you think this would slow down the young brothers, or maybe not even the rappers itself? Maybe a fan of Fredo Santana, a fan, a regular casual fan, who likes these young brothers' music. And let's say, man, monkey see, monkey do. They see their favorite artists, whether it's puffing trees, drinking liquor, or sipping leans, or doing zans and all that. And they see that, and they copy that. Do you think it's a day of niggas going to be like, all right, we might have to chill out on this drink?
No, I don't, because it's never happened throughout the history of drug use. From looking at a person by the name of Len Bias, he was a big college superstar on the rise. He died of cocaine overdose. People did not, I can tell you with great authority, people did not stop using cocaine at all because of that. You had DJ Screw. DJ Screw did a lot of lean. Pioneering super DJ in Houston. People did not stop doing it. Lil Wayne has had seizures. He's passed out from mixing stuff. And he's lived. And no one has stopped. One of the biggest songs from Future is Percocet, Molly Percocet. It's a song about drug use. It's his biggest, one of his most successful songs. And, you know, drug use, people don't stop using drugs. That's the sad part about it.
Yeah, but in the hip-hop, this era seems to rap. All right, and I'm not saying which era is bad, so I'm not trying to say our era was bad, better than the era. In our era, it seemed like guys were promoting selling the drugs, doing the drugs. Not saying one is better than the other.
I strongly disagree with that. Our era, every era. Well, Redman, all he did was talk about marijuana. Whatever you think about marijuana,
you drug, my nigga. Get out. Marijuana is not a drug. Come on, my nigga. Come on.
Okay.
I'm talking about lean, right, sniffing, and come on. BG was doing heroin out here. That's what I'm talking about, my G.
And BG, BG was doing that 18 years ago. Joe Budden was doing that 18 years ago. They wasn't doing it now. They were doing it damn near 2 decades ago.
I'm just saying it's running more rapid for niggas. It seems like the young people, listen, you're right at everything you're saying, but it wasn't a big majority of people doing that. It seems like a lot of guys promote. I mean, isn't there a little guy, isn't there a rapper named Little Xan or some shit? Am I tripping off that? I have a song called Xan or something? I don't know, some bullshit these little niggas be doing. I don't know, man. R.I.P. to Fredro, man. I hate to hear, like you said, an 8-month-old baby. You bring it into this world, you should not have to bury a child. You know what I'm saying? That's the worst. I can't even fathom just burying my kids. That doesn't even sound right, man. So, man, shit's crazy, my dude. Let's go here, my G. All right, man. So I'm seeing Quavo, Takeoff, Offset, they're sitting down with Ebro talking about their new project that should be dropping, I guess, in a week or so. Is it Culture 2? Is that what it's called? Culture 2? I'm thinking that's the name of
it's called Culture 2. It's coming out. It's called Culture 2, and it's coming out on the 1-year anniversary of Culture, which came out last year, a year ago, January 27th. So Culture 2. So Culture 2 will come out, and it's a very big deal for hip hop. A big monumental.
It's a very big deal. It's a
very big deal. It's a big deal because it's rap group in the world. So when you're the biggest rap group in the world, who basically like Puff Daddy told Joe Budden, the Migos are the culture. That was Puff Daddy's words. Puff Daddy is someone who's had the pulse of hip hop for almost 30 years. He's a very
important figure. I don't think Puff's had a pulse of that. I think Puff is standing next to niggas the last since he died. That was nice and all that. I don't think he had the pulse. I think that's
so. Puff Daddy.
Not true.
So my point is, Puff Daddy is someone who's an observant of hip hop, and he knows. And like he told Joe Budden, Migos have the culture, and that's the truth. They are the sound.
Okay. All right. I don't know if they're the culture. I mean, you're giving them a lot of kudos.
I'm just telling
like
you what Puff Daddy
record.
Said. But Diddy said. I'm telling you what Diddy said.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what Diddy said.
So Diddy's a spokesman of hip hop right now in 2018.
He's a spokesman. He's about he's a spokesman of hip hop. Diddy is one of the spokesmen of hip hop. That's a very accurate thing to say. He's absolutely a spokesman of hip-hop. He's an authority on hip-hop also.
He's an authority? Since when has Diddy been the hip-hop police?
He's an authority on hip-hop. He's an authority
on
hip-hop.
What needle is Diddy pushing hip-hop on right now? Because he got French Montana or French Vanilla Ciroc bottle? Standing next to Rick Ross and telling us that he's the next Biggie, and Biggie would have loved him. Is that what we're doing?
So what the point is, Diddy is an authority on hip-hop. He's someone who knows this culture inside and out. He's dedicated his life to it. He's become a billionaire off of it. And the only thing he's done is he's highlighted to Joe Budden on New Year's Eve, what's up with you and the Migos? They have the culture. But the thing about it is the Migos are about to drop an album, and it's one of the most anticipated albums of the year.
According to who?
According to fans of hip-hop. According to the hundreds of thousands of people who go out to their shows. According to the fact that Quavo was on 10 songs last year because they're the most in-demand group, in-demand act in the country. Because people like Katy Perry, the whitest pop star in the world, ran to them. Because everybody runs
well,
to them.
Well, she didn't ran to them. I'm pretty sure our label was like, you know, these guys are popping right now. For all we know, they could be label mates. That could be a different story. We don't know. So it's probably somebody probably told her, you
know
what?
That's not how it works with the superstar artists. Superstar artists follow pop music. The thing about Michael Jackson, when he worked with Biggie and he worked with Heavy D, he was a pop star.
With
wasn't
Jay-Z
anybody.
And worked with
Hov. There was nobody. You're right, and there was nobody on a label who told Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is someone who follows pop culture and pop music. If you follow
you're
pop
comparing
music,
Michael Jackson.
Successful music. No, I'm talking about a pop star. I'm not comparing Michael Jackson. I'm saying Michael Jackson used to go to hip-hop, and when he went to hip-hop, he always got the hottest act of the moment. Katy Perry went to get
so
the hottest act.
You're comparing Katy Perry's hip-hop card.
No, I'm
Jackson
comparing pop
card, okay?
acts. I'm
okay.
comparing pop acts.
Fine.
I'm comparing pop acts. I'm comparing
That's
pop acts to go get the Migos. Here's the thing. Let me just say this. The Migos are the most successful, biggest group in the world.
My nigga,
they're
you said that already. You
they're
said that already.
And they're up for a Grammy
Jesus.
For best album. And they're up for a Grammy for best album. And if they don't get it, it will be a black eye and a dark moment in hip-hop history that hip-hop will never
about?
Be good.
Based on who? What do you mean? A black guy for what? Oh, my God. It's a conspiracy. It's bad for hip-hop. If the Migos don't win a Grammy, hip-hop is over, guys. Let's not listen to hip-hop ever again. Let's throw in our CDs, all our tapes, all our mixtapes, everything. Let's wipe hip-hop history away if the Migos don't win a fucking Grammy. According to Mr. Watson, is that what you're campaigning?
What I'm saying is that 2017 was the Migos year. And
according to
the reality. What do you mean according to whom?
There was
my
other
nigga,
guys
I
out here moving and shaking.
If I tell you that the
there
Golden
was other
State Warriors
people moving and shaking,
if I tell
and
you
do not compare
the
Migos to the Warriors. You're not
going to
compare
to
the Migos to the Warriors. You're not going to do that.
I did it. Absolutely. Here's why.
No.
So let me tell you something you don't know, because there's so much about the Migos you don't know.
Oh, that
I
don't
know.
Okay.
I can fill up the Astrodome dome with it. So I can fill up Old Shea Stadium with it, how much you don't know about the Migos. So you didn't know this, but at the last NBA game when Golden State played against
I
LeBron,
didn't know. What the fuck are you talking about? I didn't know.
The Migos was in the building. But here's what you
and
don't know.
And they got
know.
His sneakers and
here's
shirt. They got Steph's shirt and sneakers. I fucking know, nigga.
And do you know
fuck
why
you talking
Steph
about?
Gave it to them? And do you know why Steph gave it to them? Why them? Because Steph Curry, who has the number one selling
because
jersey.
Because they fucking asked.
Wait
they asked him for his sneakers and shirt. Make sure you tell him, hey, Steph.
So
we
Steph
want the
Curry,
shirt and sneakers.
Steph Curry,
make sure you say
so
that.
Curry,
make sure
so Steph Curry,
you add that in.
I'm going to tell you the story because you don't know the fucking story.
I've seen the fucking
so Steph
clip.
Curry, so Steph Curry, who has the number one selling jersey in the NBA for the fourth straight motherfucking year. It's not my opinion. It's the reality. Steph Curry has sold more jerseys than LeBron James for the fourth straight
why is LeBron's,
year.
Why is LeBron's name? Why is LeBron's
okay,
name?
So,
Gary mentioned,
so,
I'm,
so
just,
the
I'm
number
cool
one
off.
Player, so the number one player NBA based on jersey sales, the Migos asked him, yo, let me get them sneakers. You know what Steph Curry does? Not only will I give you my sneakers, I will give you my jersey. You know why?
They
because
asked
Steph
for
Curry
the jersey.
Them,
they asked for the
because,
jersey
yes,
also.
Because Steph Curry.
Stop fronting like
Steph Curry.
Like Steph voluntarily gave it to them. Knock it off,
because
nigga.
Steph Curry.
Because Steph Curry recognizes and understands that the Migos are the biggest face of hip hop. The Migos are the face of hip hop culture right
for
now.
For the young folks.
Not Conway.
For the young
not
folks.
Griselda. It's the Migos.
For the young
it's
folks.
Not
for
Conway,
the young folks.
Not
for me.
Griselda. It's
for me,
the Migos. You understand that? It's the Migos. Everything
okay.
they do
I don't understand
is
that.
Fire.
Everything they do is fire. There's no possible way an artist, everything they do is fire. You sound crazy as hell.
Yeah.
That's how I know you're not reaching, nigga.
Yeah. Right now, everything Cardi B does is fire. Everything the Migos does
is fire.
It's
a small
fire.
Sample size of
that
Cardi B.
Why.
So stop trying to get Cardi
why.
B love. It's a small sample size. Three songs. Let's slow down, all right? Three fucking Blood Clot songs. Let's chill.
Four songs. Four.
What's
everything Cardi gets on is hot. So the point is, she has a Spanish joint out too.
Oh,
she's
cares
singing
about that.
In Spanish. Yeah, it's a big song. It's a big song. They played on regular rotation on Hot 97 because she sings in Spanish and raps in English. Okay,
that's for the
you
that,
may not know
that's
that,
for the dirty,
but I'm
that's for the dirty
that.
Dominican shakes
okay.
in Washington Heights, man. Go ahead, man.
So, the Migos. What was shocking in the interview with Ebo is they really want to win the Grammy. And it broke my heart that they wanted to win the Grammy. It broke my heart.
God.
You know why it broke my heart?
Why?
Because like 50 Cent when Give Rich or Die Trying came out, 50
why?
Cent didn't win no Grammy. Like 50 Cent when he came out.
Are you really comparing? Wait a minute. Are you really comparing 50 Cent's 2003 year? To a 2017
year for the Migos? To absolutely.
You're fucking crazy. Everybody was playing Give It to Die Trying. Everyone's not
playing
the Migos shit.
No, they're not.
Migos do not have an album coming close to Give It to Die Trying. Get the fuck out of here with that dumb shit, nigga.
You and Joe Budden
are
not playing the Migos. You and Joe Budden are not playing the Migos. So you're right.
It's
there
not even in the same stratosphere as Get Rich or Die Trying. Get the
people.
Fuck out of here. I've
the
never heard no
album.
One say the Migos album is close to Get Rich or Die Trying or it's a fucking classic. What
I'm
is this nigga talking
it.
About?
I'm saying it. 2017 was the Migos year, okay? It was
it's not in the same stratosphere as 03's year.
2017
man. Knock
was
it off.
The year of the young.
And real quick, Migos. Real quick, Migos. I mean, can you beg it? Can you beg it any more? Can you beg some more? Please. You might as well get on your fucking knees and beg the Grammys to give you a Grammy. Like, what the fuck was that about? You have to beg and plead your case to win a Grammy? Because you little niggas know you're not going to win no Grammy. You don't deserve to win a Grammy. No. It's three letters, a hyphen, and the last letter of the alphabet. And you know who deserves that shit. I just gave it to you. Bars, nigga.
So, why it's heartbreaking that the Migos were openly campaigning for the Grammy is because they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. The Grammys
and they don't deserve
are going to say, fuck. The Grammys are going to say, fuck hip-hop, like they do every year. Every year the Grammys say, fuck hip-hop. We know nothing about hip-hop. But what we do know is, oh, that guy's married to Beyonce. Oprah loves Beyonce.
Oh,
okay, we'll
just
give
stop
it to him
it.
Because we know.
Oh, knock it off.
That's the only
is
reason
that the card
why
you're pulling? Is
nobody
that the card you're pulling?
Nobody
is that the card you are pulling?
Listens to 444. There is not a single human being on the planet Earth who listens to 444 under 35 years old. It is an old man album. Like 50 Cent said, it's elevated fucking music. That's what 50 said about
well,
that.
I mean, 50,
music.
I mean, you,
that's what
you, 50 mean, you
said
still
about.
Act like a
that's
50, you still like a grown ass child.
Music.
50, you still act like a grown ass child. So whatever you're saying when it comes to Jay-Z is null and void because let's be real, you're not too far in a hole. You take shots as many times as you can. And we know you don't like Diddy. So those two guys, you're always going to take cheap shots under the belt. You know what I'm saying? Neither here nor there, man. How the fuck do you know when I saw Famous Dex, Meek Mill, I missed some other names, big up Jay-Z's 444 album. And they're under 20,
because
under 30 years old.
Because here's what happens.
Let me hear the bullshit. Come on now. Let me hear this bullshit.
Okay, here's the thing. They're lying. It's that simple. They're lying.
They're lying. You know that for a fact,
say,
right?
When people say who's your best,
to them,
people
right?
say who's your favorite rapper, right? When people always ask these young dads who's the top rappers, who's your best, and they'll go, oh, they'll go Pop, Biggie. They'll just say it because they're programmed and they don't know anything else to say, right?
Oh,
it's the
so
same
they're programmed.
Thing. You know, what you thought about 444?
So,
what you thought about 444?
Nobody's
crazy. Nobody gives
only
a fuck
you
about
come,
that album.
Only you would say some outlandish shit like that, man. Only
nobody
only
gives
you.
A fuck
only
about 444. Nobody. It did not impact 2017. Like the
that's
Migos.
A fucking lie. I just
that
seen Don Q, and Dave East just rhymed off Family Feud. Jay-Z is still putting out visuals for 444. Is he not?
Yes, he is.
They're still playing 444 cuts on the radio, sir.
No, they're not.
The
no, they're not. No, they're not. No,
yes, they are.
First of all,
yes, the
lying.
Fuck they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, the fuck
they're
they
not
are. I'm not lying about nothing. Nigga, I'm not gonna lie about nothing. Nigga. I'm not a liar, my nigga.
Okay.
First of all, let's establish
okay.
that number one.
Well, I don't believe
number
you.
Two,
how about this? You're
they play.
Liar.
I heard
don't fucking believe
Family Feud on the radio just
they
last
don't play that
week,
shit.
My nigga.
They don't play
why?
Jay-Z's music no more.
So,
just,
so you're telling
me
I was in the whip with wifey and I didn't hear Family Feud on the radio. I didn't hear Beyonce sing.
So
okay,
let me be very clear. Let me be very clear.
Let you tell it.
Let me be very
clear. Be very fucking clear, nigga. How about that? Be clear.
A 50-year-old motherfucker making hip-hop.
Still pushing
don't
the needle.
Resonate with nobody
still
but 50-year-old
pushing the needle, nigga. That's a lie. That's a fucking lie.
Okay, so make
Vince
your,
Staples,
your
big, Vince Staples bigged it up.
Bill.
Vince Staples bigged it up also. Famous Dex bigged it up also. Meek Mill bigged it up also.
And they're not being
Savage.
And they're not being genuine. And
why? Because
not
you know that
genuine.
For a fact, right? You spoke to these gentlemen, you know them, and they gave you the inside scoop saying they lying, right? Get the fuck out of here, man. How do you know that? How do you know that? Because of the derelicts, because of the derelict niggas that work on your job,
So let me ask
you
a question. So let me ask you a question. In your opinion, the Migos are trash, and they shouldn't get nothing.
Over who? They don't deserve to win a Grammy. They
so
do not win. To, they do not deserve.
So
in a, they don't deserve. Let me. I'm answering your question, sir. I'm answering your question, sir. Thank you. They don't just listen, Migos. Just be happy you're in a fucking building. You do not deserve an album. You do not deserve a Grammy at all. Just be happy you be able to wear your fucking silk shirts with your fucking your chokers on. Just be happy you're in the building. Be happy you got an invite. Be happy that you got to eat free peanuts that night and sip some fucking Moet, my nigga. That shit belongs to Jay-Z. Everybody and their mother knows that, and they should be that way. So the three of you niggas crying, I didn't win a Grammy. No, you should not. No, you should not, Migos. I don't know what the fuck you little niggas are thinking about. No Grammy for you.
So now that you got your bars off, let me get my bars off. The Grammys are a white validation award. It's not
that's
an award that has anything to do with hip hop.
Well, they want validation though. But they want validation though.
No.
You say that, but they want
you.
Validation from the white folks. So,
yes,
but they
want
validation from the white folks. Okay.
I agree. They want that validation. But I want to be very clear what the Grammys are. It is a white validation award. The Grammys have never understood hip hop. They've never understood the pulse of hip hop. They've never understood a goddamn thing. Case in point, when Macklemore won the Grammy, there was such a backlash that Kendrick didn't get it, that the Grammy was so embarrassed that they ended up giving Kendrick back-to-back Grammys. So they said, fuck the next year, whoever's doing anything in hip-hop, we're going to give it to Kendrick. The thing is, they're going to give it to Jay-Z because he's safe now. Jay-Z's safe to give Grammys. You see, they didn't give Jay-Z a Grammy for Reasonable Doubt, the album that Three Letterman thinks is such a great fucking album. See, the Grammys didn't even acknowledge that album. It wasn't even nominated. But yet, now, 444 is album of the year. You know what I'm saying? The Grammys is white validation. I've always said, fuck the Grammys. What makes it different now? Quavo and the Migos want it. So now I'm saying, the people who run hip-hop, which is the Migos, they run this shit. They want the Grammy. They deserve it. Do not give it to a 50-year-old nigga who made a trash album called 444 for 50-year-old niggas.
That is the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard you say in my life. So because of his age, he should not win a Grammy. And you call 444 trash? I've never heard no one call 444 trash. And let me up it up for you also. They shouldn't win over Kendrick either. Let's be fucking clear on that. Okay? You want to take it up
now,
another notch? They should not win over Talib Kweli and Style Speed not even nominated for a Grammy, and the album wasn't better than 7. What the fuck are you talking about?
So here's what I'll say. I can accept them losing to Kendrick. Like, I can accept that. I can't accept them losing to Jay-Z. The reason why
you can't accept. What the fuck do you mean you can't accept, nigga?
The reason why I can accept them losing to Kendrick, because Kendrick had a phenomenal 2017. A phenomenal 2017. And he dropped a better album than 444.
No, he didn't.
Me and you.
My nigga. No.
Me and you reviewed them on PSA Podcast, and we gave that album nothing but props. Oh, yes? And Kendrick, and what did we say? He needs to release a video for Love. So you know what he did? He released a video for Love in goddamn December. So that album is still getting played. You want to tell me the album that I know is still getting played on the radio? Damn, by Kendrick. So I will accept Kendrick.
So we're
winning.
Giving the radio. So because you're getting radio burn. Let me get this right. Because you're getting radio burn means your album is better than Jay-Z's. Okay, I got you. I want to be clear on that. Thanks for letting me know. Thanks.
Thanks
for informing me that.
Because it was lyrically better. Wait, Kendrick's album was lyrically better. Kendrick raps better than a 30-year-old Kendrick raps better than 50-year-old Jay-Z. That's a fact.
First of all, Kendrick's the damn album. The damn album is not even better, in my opinion. In my opinion, is not even better than To Pimp a Butterfly. So what are we talking about?
Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about it's our album, his latest album, and it's better than 444. Kendrick
no,
raps better than Jay-Z
no,
right
no,
now.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Right
no, it's
now.
Not.
And
no, it's not.
If,
his,
no,
it's not.
Say this. If they, the Grammys give it to Jay-Z, it is a black mark on
what do you
hip-hop.
Mean give it to Jay-Z like he didn't earn it, my nigga? Like he didn't earn it.
It is a
the fuck
dark
are you talking about? No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
and
not.
I am,
no, the fuck it's
and
not.
I am
no.
A hip-hop historian. So I'm giving you an historical
I am too, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
Because hip-hop was nominated in 1989, and they gave it to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? This will be the darkest chapter in history to give it to Jay-Z over Kendrick or the Migos. If he
no,
gets over those
I disagree.
Two, it is a black mark on hip-hop, and hip-hop
well,
will never
get
recover.
Ready,
and I will say, what?
What the fuck do you mean
ever.
Hip-hop will never recover? What are you talking about? Hip-hop will never recover because of the Migos? My nigga, do you know if the Migos left tomorrow, hip-hop will be fine. It will be A-OK if the Migos don't rap ever again. It'll be OK. It'll be all right. Hip hop will proceed to move on and do what it do. It's never dependent on one person. Now, did it help that Jay came in 96? Yeah, it did help. Did it help when Biggie passed away? We needed somebody to carry the torch. A lot of these bum ass rappers could not carry the torch. So Jay-Z took the ball and ran with it.
Wait a minute. Why,
let's
mean
be clear on that.
They're carrying the torch now. The Migos are carrying the torch. 21 Savage is carrying the torch. What are you talking about?
21 Savage.
Yeah, 21 Savage, nigga. 21 Savage. Wait, man, you don't know who that is? Do you need to know who he is?
Okay, so let me get this right. So let me get this right.
Lonzo Ball, Esco's favorite rapper.
Who gives a fuck about Lonzo Ball? Shut up, Lonzo.
I'm going to tell you. Like you said, my niggas don't listen to Nas. We listen to 21 Savage. And that's all facts, all first verse. That's all facts, all first verse. You gotta stop telling young kids to listen to 50-year-old niggas.
I'm not telling the kids who to listen to. Stop saying that. I'm telling the kids what I listen to. I've never told the kids what not to listen
You're
to.
Right.
Knock it off, nigga.
You listen to is old school. school trash, nigga.
It's not old school trash,
Jay-Z,
first of all.
Old school playoff.
No, he's not.
Shit.
No, he's not. Amigos have no substance. They have no fucking substance. They're not saying nothing that's got any substance.
You know why?
They have no substance. A bunch of fucking ad lib ass niggas. A bunch of ad lib ass niggas.
You know why?
That's what the fuck
you know
they
why?
Are. A bunch of ad lib ass niggas.
When Jay Z did his party song, the songs that had substance were Big Pimpin' and Money Cash Hoes and Ain't No Nigga Like the One I Got No One Can Fuck You. Those are the substance songs that Three is talking about. Because he's talking about substance. This nigga Jay-Z never made a song of substance until he turned 48 years old.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a fucking lie, my nigga.
I shot my brother. Oh, those are the songs of
Meet the Parents. Meet the Parents. Minority Report. Minority Report. The show went too short. Come on, what we doing, man? Come on. I talk to this whole shit, nigga.
The Migos want the Grammy. Migos or Kendrick must win it to preserve hip hop. Preserve it.
What do we preserve, my nigga? This ain't fucking Strawberry Jam. What the fuck are you preserving?
The culture of hip hop. We can't let white folks dictate hip hop and say we don't
Jay-Z's
know.
Jay-Z's not white. Last time I checked, Jay-Z was a black man.
But we know who Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's a black man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Beyonce.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say? Wait a minute. So are you insinuating that?
Yes.
Are you insinuating that Jay-Z? Hold on. Are you saying Jay-Z? If Jay-Z wins a Grammy, it's because of Beyonce?
I'm saying Jay-Z wins a Grammy because the white motherfuckers who are on the voting board of the Grammys don't know a motherfucking thing about rap. Not one iota. They don't know shit about hip hop. But what
so
they
so on. If they give it to Migos, then they know about hip hop. Then all right. I want to clarify that.
If they give it to Migos, that means the right people got in their face and said, y'all got to do the right
thing.
Okay.
So let me get this right. Jay-Z wins. It's the wrong people. The Migos win. It's the right people that voted.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to clarify that before we comment.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that, okay?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. That is
absolutely
ridiculous. You do know that, Watson, right? That is ridiculous. That is
ridiculous.
Your mind thinks that way. So demented and evil thinking. Like, because Jay-Z wins, they don't know about hip hop. But the Migos wins, they had the right
the
people
wins,
doing the voting.
If the Migos
wins,
that means that the voting
only
board,
you, my nigga. Only you, my G.
The voting board had people to say, listen, this is what was going on in hip-hop in 2017. There was this group called the Migos. They sold out the globe, the whole world. Everywhere they went, they're the most in-demand group. You know your daughter's favorite. All right,
my nigga, you said that five times earlier, man. I mean, really. How many more times are you going to say the most popping in group and all
Diddy.
This other
Migos
dumb shit?
The culture. Let me call Diddy.
Diddy
Migos
don't count, man. Diddy don't count my hip-hop. I'm sorry. Diddy does not count in my hip-hop. In fact, you want to take a hit? Diddy's never counting me. Yes, he put Big on, Craig Mack on, all the other niggas, but he ain't write their rhymes. He's not rapping, so I don't give a fuck. And when he raps, I don't give a fuck about Diddy rapping, okay? That's a fact. So let's miss me with all that Diddy talking shit. Because what Diddy says holds merit. Shout out to Steve Stout again, man, as always, man. What the fuck this nigga talking about, man? I'm sorry, my nigga. I think Jay-Z should win. I think, personally, if the Migos win, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke if the Migos win that.
Why is it a joke if the Migos win? Tell me why.
When is the nominee? Album of the Year? Or Artist of the Year?
Album. No, Best Rap Album. Just Best Rap Album. Best Rap Album.
Oh, that's Jay-Z.
Best
Rap. Come on. That's joke.
So my question is, why are the Migos a joke? Tell me that. Why do you say that?
If they beat Jay-Z, that's a joke. That's a fucking joke.
No, you said they're a joke. You just said the Migos are a joke. And I want you to tell me why.
I said they're a joke. Yeah, and they try and twist my words around. They will be a joke, and hip-hop is a joke if the Migos beats our Hove.
Okay, why do you say that? Explain why you say that. Why the Migos?
Jay-Z gave us a masterpiece of an album, a vulnerable Hove, an introspective Hove that we've never heard. open up the doors about the same princess you talked about, Miss Beyonce, and let us know into his personal life, man, about his moms being a lesbian. Bam was fire. You know how much I love Marcy Me. Story of OJ. Come on, my nigga. Are you serious? Shall I continue?
So what about the so talk to me about the Migos. Tell me what you know about the Migos in 2017.
That they're in my face all the time. And I'm hearing them every time I'm in a club, I hear them. If I start my car or my kids, the Migos is there. If I watch the NBA, the Migos is there. I also think that they try to play themselves, and you can just tell this was a straight bullshit that no one believed them. You need more people. And I'm pretty sure Ebo was chuckling when he asked this question. Hey, who's the best rapper in the group? And both these niggas, Offset and Quavo, both said it was Takeoff. Do you know why they said it was Takeoff, Watson? Because deep down they heart, he does not even count, really. It's really about me and you, Offset. So let's pump him up since he's looked at as the you god of the Migos. You get what I'm saying? So let's pump him up and tell the public, yeah, he rap first, though. You know what I'm talking about? He rap first, and then, you know, boy got some songs, though. You know what I mean? But he always rap, bro. Like, you know, I'm going to produce the whole album. It's Quavo. I'm going to produce the whole album, bro. I bet you that. We're going to do a lot of videos when Offset, I mean, what's his name? I don't even know his name again. His name, what that boy's name is? Yeah, that nigga. Get fuck out of here, man. Nobody want to hear your solo project, my nigga. Just be happy you in the fucking group, my nigga. As a third wheel, my G. That's a fact.
So a lot
in the
of
back
people,
of the bus.
A lot of people, a lot of people are true Migos. A lot of people are true Migos fans. They like Takeoff. They are fans of Takeoff's lyrics.
Based on what, though? Quavo's lyrics. These niggas don't have lyrics. Let's be clear on that. They have no lyrics. Let's be clear. They have no lyrics. But listen, let's not put lyrics.
Has no lyrics.
Let's not put lyrics and Migos in the same fucking group, man. Come on, let's not do that.
Okay, they're all lyricists.
They're not
lyricists.
They're not all lyricists. No. No.
What are they? What are they then? What are
they? They're artists.
They're not rappers.
I don't look at the Migos as rappers.
You don't look at the Migos as rappers. So what they're doing is not rap.
At first, I wasn't fuck with the niggas at first, my nigga. I never fuck with the Migos in the beginning. That's you. It's not rap to me.
Are they rappers? Is this a simple question?
All they talked about was their ad libs. All they talked about even was ad libs. Let me ask you a question. Were there more ad lib talks? Bars convo. Which one?
That was.
Answer the fucking question.
Was
there more bars talk or ad lib talk? Can you answer
the
fucking
that was the
question? Did not Offset. Offset said, and I quote, we don't have to rhyme sometimes. They, some people are there for the ad libs. Did Offset say that? True or false?
Yes, he did.
He bigged up his ad libs more than his garbage ass bars, basically.
So Offset has garbage ass bars. Is that what you're saying? You're on record of saying that. Offset has garbage
D-minus rhymes.
Bars.
D-minus rhymes. But you don't listen, to the Migos for bars. You listen to the Migos to do the latest dances and turn up. That's it.
Okay, so they can't rap, in your opinion.
Can they?
I'm asking you.
You tell me. Okay.
Are the best rappers in the game currently? I'm asking you, can they rap?
I don't know about all that, son.
My nigga, answer the fucking question. I'm telling you that I think they're nice. You don't know? They're not nice to me.
They're not nice at all.
Answer the question.
They're not nice. Nice at what?
Okay.
They can't. I like rap. I like niggas that can rhyme.
Eight o'clock in the morning.
I'm not trying to get my mind right. Listen to Migos, my nigga. You do understand that, right? Get that
guess
fucking
what?
Brain.
And the Migos. And
get
the Migos. And the Migos
brain.
Can rhyme.
They can't rap. Jay-Z can rap. They can't rap. Let's be clear on that. Do we have understanding on that? Do we understand that Jay-Z should win the Grammys? Do you understand that, sir? Do you understand that? Do you get that?
It's a black mark. It's a black mark on hip hop.
Okay.
It's a black mark on hip hop if Jay-Z wins.
Okay. All right. Take us home, my nigga.
PSA Podcast, the home of Takeoff.
Oh, boy.
And Offset. And when you hear PSA Podcast, Ice Trader Gang. That's what you play when you hear PSA Podcast. Ice Trader Gang.
PSA Podcast, home of the review of the Migos album when that shit drops. Y'all, oh, I cannot wait to hear this album and digest it. The Migos land. I will, in fact, put the headphones on for this one. Go in a basement, nobody to bother me, and really listen to this album. And we will give y'all a full review of the Migos album. What's it called? Culture Club 2? Come on, is that right? PSA,
oh, man,
you podcast, been... man. Holla at your boys, man. You already know what it is, man. We got mashing the drop, man. Holla at your boys. One!